back with another episode of Ram to Share.
That was a lot.
I wanted to make sure you guys were off your phones.
Well, I need your phone anyway for today's episode.
You took my phone!
Listen, we're not arguing over who had what at what time.
You took my phone, and I don't even know what he said.
I don't even have my candle lit, so can I get that lighter?
Okay, you know what? Fine. How about you just spark your lighter in the middle of the recording?
I've done so much worse.
I know, then I gotta try to edit you out. You know how hard it is to edit you out? It's impossible. Man. Yeah, you guys said, be ready? And then, you know, I sit down and you guys are on your phones, so I'm sitting there like, fine. You know what? We're just going to
get
started.
You want to hear something that Joe did today that made me really upset? What? So he ordered food and I said, yeah. You know what sounds really good? A BLT. And then he ordered one for himself and not for me!
I did too. It was really good.
I hate you.
It wasn't the best BLT like ever, but you know. It served its purpose. Filled me up.
It's supposed to serve my purpose.
Yeah, well, you know, you didn't say you wanted a BLT. You said it sounded good.
Yeah.
Well, that normally means she wants a BLT.
Yes, Joe.
Listen.
I thought you would have got that part.
You would think a lot of things that I do don't do. But either way, we are back with another episode.
Yep.
For now.
I had a burp. That's what took so long. What do you mean for now?
For now.
Where else would we be?
By tomorrow he might be dead. Who knows?
Who? I said we're back for another episode. So that means that, you know, we're here right now for the episode. Miranda, why'd you fucking do that?
I didn't do it! It's the baby!
You let him do it.
It is the baby. Baby says hot.
Took a long nap, but still. I wanted to tell you guys what happened to me yesterday.
I was probably there, so.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't?
No.
Where'd you go yesterday that I was not at?
Work.
Oh, yeah, you did go to work. Oh, yeah, because just I was having, like, mental breakdowns. It was wonderful.
Yes. So was I. But I got off of work, and on the way home, I go down two roads, and I'm home. Like 10 minutes. So, for like 5 of the minutes, I was following this car. We're both going like 60, 65 down a road that's originally 55. You know, we're sitting there zipping through all the curves. Next thing you know, we see these lights ahead of us, like police lights. So this dude decides to slow the fuck down. I was like, yeah, why are we the fuck are we slowing down? Drive by, the cop already pulled over someone for speeding. And the dude that's going the other way, or the chick, I don't know, I didn't really look. They decided that the cop's going to pull them over for speeding.
Really?
I guess. Why else would you slow down? The cop already pulled someone over. They're not going to sit there and, you know, say, that person's speeding.
You don't want to, like, keep speeding right past them. If they're on the side of the road, you have to at least slow down.
Well, they're on, like, the other side of the road.
You still slow down.
Why? Yeah, you're supposed to slow down.
So, one, if they have to cross.
Eh.
And two, it's just, it's a cop! You just slow down!
I don't feel like you should have to slow down.
Yes, it's a cop!
But still, it was... I hated that so much. That's like one of my biggest gripes with driving.
You can't drive, period.
Oh, I can't.
You almost got us pulled over today.
I not almost get us pulled over today.
He was going like 65 and a
45. Joey!
I slowed down when I saw the cop.
Who did not
pull someone over.
It was raining outside. I wouldn't pull someone over either.
You know why? Because... My mom taught him how to drive.
Does she teach you how to drive too?
Yeah.
Explains a hell of a lot.
But, okay, the thing is, also, Joey used to blame me for the reason why he always got pulled over.
I'd only get pulled over with her in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Every other time I would have been fine. I could have been doing 800 miles per hour down the road. The cop would still, you know, not catch me. Well, not even pull me over. Drive right by, nothing happened. Brandon's in the car. I go like 3 miles over. Next thing, no, getting pulled over.
He said, the cop once was like, "Who are you all with?" And Joey was like, "That's my cousin. That's my girlfriend." He's like, "Okay, next time just stay, go slower."
I was not the girlfriend at the time, just to say.
You want to hear about the first time I got pulled over? Miranda was in the car.
I bet she was.
Yeah, that's how the curse started. So,
I'm not a curse.
But, so what happened was, I'm going down there. I'm about to see my grandmother. She lives about an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
So, she lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Literally out in the middle of nowhere. On the way there, I'm going through nothing but cornfields. And this is, like, the second car I've ever owned. And I just got the car, so I didn't put on, like, the new sticker. Okay. So, this is the, like, the first week after I've owned my car. Like, I bought it on Christmas Eve. And then, you know, this is, like, the week after Christmas. Mm-hmm. We, you know, decided to go see my grandmother. Okay. So, you know, going down there. About 35 minutes into this hour drive going to Amish people, because she lives right next to the Amish people. No. You know, this cop decides to turn on his lights and pull me over. I'm going like 5 miles over the speed limit.
So you were going over the speed limit?
Like 5 miles, if that. And I'm out in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, it's like, I know he can't really catch me for anything, but, you know, I pull over. This dude gets out of his car. Walks in there, and he says, "Where are you going?" It's like, to my grandmother's house. He was sitting there. He's like, "Oh, well, your car looks like someone said who has a warrants out car."
Oh my god!
I was sitting there. I was like, "And I'm going to let you know, I have a rarer car. I have a 1988 Acura Legend. This is like 2016, 2017 area." It's like, "Sir, how many people are driving out with like 28-year-old cars?" He's sitting there, he's like, "It looks similar." It's like, "No, it doesn't. It looks nothing like any other car. Like, this is a coupe."
I'm gonna look at what this car looks like.
You can look it up. It's nothing similar that's gonna be out on the road. It might have the same color. It was red.
Acura what?
Legend.
Okay.
It was a coupe. 1988. My favorite car.
That looks like a serial killer car. tell me that you wouldn't think like Ted Bundy or someone would drive that car. Or
Ted Bundy drove a
bug.
Volkswagen. Yeah. Bug.
It definitely looks old though.
It was old.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Looks like something Grandpa would drive.
Yeah, now the fucking warrant.
I wouldn't think a serial killer would do it.
No, they didn't even say serial killer. They said someone with a warrant out. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there, it's like, "Oh, who?
I want names.
I wanted to know who's driving around with the 88 Acura."
So did you get a ticket?
No, I wasn't doing nothing wrong.
There's this one time, I think like the weirdest thing I had with an encounter is this dude almost tried to arrest my dad. For like the wrong reason. So to get my car, I broke down on the side of the road and it was like rainy and cold. And obviously when anything goes wrong with my car, I call my dad and cry about it. So my dad is on his way trying to come pick me up. And this state trooper like comes up. He's like, "Are you good?" I'm like, "Yeah, my dad's coming to get me." He's like, "Okay. I'll be back to check on you." So my dad ends up coming like 5 minutes later and I get into my dad's car and we're waiting for like the tow truck and the cop comes back and he starts questioning my dad because he thinks my dad kidnapped me. So I can literally see them and like I hear him questioning. He's like, "So what relation do you have to the girl in the car?" He's like, "That's my daughter." He's like, "Can you prove that's your daughter?" He's like, "I don't have her birth certificate on me." And then like, I was just like, this dude really about to, like, try to arrest my dad for being my dad. And, like, I was sitting there in the car just on my phone being, like, nonchalant. Like, I'm not, like, holding a white piece of paper that says, "Help."
I've tried to do that before. People yell at me.
Oh, my gosh. He tried to escape the back of my sister's car and tried to make it look like we were kidnapping him. So we all went to the bowling alley that's right up the road. And so my sister has 3-row seating, but I don't know why Joe didn't sit on the 3rd row.
Well, because I had to move a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't feel like moving.
Yeah, so my sister's in the passenger seat. Her boyfriend's driving. I'm behind them, and Gray is in the other seat because he has to be buckled in. Joe's laying in the back seat. Now, y'all don't know Joe, but he's 6 feet tall. So it's just limbs. So literally you see like his hands on one window and his legs are against the back window. And that's all you see. And then he's trying to act like we kidnapped him the whole way there. And the road there is pretty fucking busy because it's right by Cedar Point. And
I thought, wrote, help me,
yeah, on the window. Yeah, and the condensation on the window.
That's not even funny. So we got to the bowling alley.
And we had to unlock the trunk and he just like flails out.
It runs.
It runs
as quick as I could.
And it's not even like you can run gracefully because the whole parking lot was just a sheet of ice.
So all of a sudden they're trying to book it on ice. Yeah. Hoping I don't slip and fall to my death.
It was interesting. And then we had to lock him back in on the way back.
You locked him in?
Well, first off, we kept him locked in the car and we weren't actually going to bring him in with us. But then he got in the trunk on the way back, so we had to actually put this human in the trunk.
Let's see. That's not my worst encounter, getting pulled over.
What's your worst encounter?
Well, my strangest encounter.
Okay, what's your
The worst is whatever tickets you get. Now, my strangest one, I was going to work. I'm in Menards uniform.
Mm-hmm. Is when you lived in Castalia?
Yeah, I lived out in the Vickery area.
I was going to say, because if someone pulled you over from here.
So I'm pulling into the driveway of, I worked at Menards. So there's like, but for those who don't know, there was a little road that you take, and it's like a little side road you take into the parking lot. A cop pulls me over into the side road. Now, mind you, I'm running late for work. And I think what happened was I didn't realize in the state of Ohio that you needed to have a front license plate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which it's not like that anymore, so.
No, this was a couple years ago. So, the dude steps out, tells me, he's like, hey, you need this. Like, oh, I'm sorry, it's in the back. I'll install it later because I'm on my way to work. So, he's sitting there, he's like, okay, I just need to see your license, registration, insurance. I'm sitting there, he's like, you know, whatever. So, I'm sitting there looking at this building where I need to go.
I've been can I clock in first?
Well, I'm sitting there, I can literally walk to this building and back to the car before he gets done.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, he's like, okay, so do you have anything in the car I need to know about? I'm sitting there, he's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, do you have any, I'm going to tell you about, I know the main parts. Uh-huh. He's like, do you have any drugs, guns, knives, samurai swords?
Oh my God!
I think he said grenades.
Oh my, what?
Those varied weapons. And this time, I still have my Acura Coupe.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little two-seater and it's not very big.
I swear to God, if you tell this cop you have a samurai sword in your car.
No, I'm sitting there, it's like, I looked in the back like, officer, he said, what? It's like, where the fuck am I putting a samurai sword in this car where you would not see it? So he could put it in the back. It's like, you mean the back where it'd be wedged up where you'd see it? So I'm sitting there trying to explain to this guy. It's like, you know what a samurai sword is, right? They're each like 5-6 feet long.
Yeah.
Probably around 4 to 6, but still, like, you'd see the samurai sword in some fashion in this little tiny car. So, like, after I explained to the officers, like, no, I'm literally trying to go to work. I have my uniform on me.
I'm going to the fucking building. I don't bring my samurai sword to work with me, sir.
And I told them, it was like, I had this discussion with the, you know, the officer that, no, I cannot carry a samurai sword in an 88 Acura Coupe. He's in there and going, it's like, okay. It's like, well, what are you doing on this road?
there's only two things on that road, Menards and Drug Mart.
Oh, no, not even Drug Mart, because the Drug Mart wasn't built then.
Oh, yeah.
So it's literally just Menards, or I could go to Aldi's. And a Menards is a shirt.
It's not even like those are like laid back uniforms. They're literally bright ass blue.
So, after I was like, well, I work at Menards, judging the uniform. He says, oh, are you running late a little bit?
Yes!
It's almost like I didn't expect to get in an argument with the cop over a samurai sword for 20 minutes. So, that is my strangest encounter.
That...
with the officer, or any cop, or highway patrolman.
I don't know if I have good ones.
He dropped on the
I had a really bad, like, I guess not a day, but I just got off work, Menards too. And my vehicle wouldn't start. I couldn't figure it out. And I'm pretty sure all I had to do was press the brake pedal to start it. And I think I couldn't get the starter to start, so I called my mom. Because, like you, I just called my mom.
Listen, I don't got a mom. I call my dad.
Okay, but...
It's different. She calls an adult.
I call an adult.
There you go. I was saying, we are not comparing parents.
My father figure.
There you go. Cool.
And she was like, just bang on the key. I was like, okay, bang on the key. All I really wanted to do was go home. And I had to basically just get pushed in. And I started it. And then I was like, what is that? The lever thing to put it...
The gear shift?
Yeah. There you go. The gear shift wasn't moving. I was like, Mom, the gear shift's not moving. What am I doing wrong? All I had to do is press on the pedal.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't figure it out. We only live 5 minutes away. So Mom came around to work to help me figure it out. And then we figured out. We went home. We live 5 minutes away from work. I got pulled over within that 5 minutes. All I wanted to do was go home.
What'd you get pulled over for?
Because I didn't have a license plate in on front or in the back.
How do you not have it on either?
I don't know.
At least I had it on one.
I don't know. I might have had it on one, but I don't know.
I have another strange shit encounter.
Okay, hold on. There was like, do you have, there was like, I was like, there was a plate in front of the window, and yeah, it's a window pretty much, and it was actually expired, like,
oh my god.
I was like, is this it? Because I didn't know what I was looking for. I don't know my license plate number. I'm like, is this it? She was like, that's expired. I'm like, oh. I'm like, how do I not have it on? She's like, do you know where it is? I was like, I don't know. I saw it was on the truck. And she was like, do you know who's following you? Because she was like, is it a friend? Because my mom followed me home. So when I got pulled over, she went to this side too. I was like, yeah, that's my mom. And it was like, okay. And then they were like, just give me a few minutes, and I'll get you, like, I think I got a warning or something. And I was like, okay. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, where's my license plate? She was like, oh, I think it's in the house. I'm like, why is it in the house?
That's a good place for it.
Why is it in the house and not on the truck? She was like, we just haven't got it on there yet. I'm like, we need to get it on there.
Just throw it in the damn car.
Right? Got back. They gave me a warning. I was like, I just want to go home. Thank you.
There was this time that when I worked at McDonald's, so I worked in Bellevue McDonald's, and you have to go, we were going to Denny's in Fremont. So we had to go through Clyde. And so Rachel's driving ahead. Terrell's in the middle. Terrell's like a 350-pound black man. Rest in peace. He passed away. And then me behind him. Clyde's fucking racist as fuck. So literally, this cop, we're all going the same speed, gets between me and Terrell and pulls over Terrell. So me and Rachel continue to go to Denny's because we're like, he's going to get a warning. It'll be fine. So we're sitting in Denny's and 45 minutes passes. And we're like, what? So he pulled over at Clyde McDonald's. So Rachel calls Clyde McDonald's because we're all owned by the same person.
And they're like, where's, like, Terrell? And they're like, oh, yeah, the cops locked up his car and won't let him go. We're like, what? So Terrell did not have a license or registration or insurance. He had nothing. So they're like, you cannot drive this car. So Terrell's been sitting at Clyde McDonald's like, okay. So literally the... So he didn't even say why he, like, pulled over Terrell. He just, like... Terrell's bad. He's gotten, like, pulled over, like, 35 times for speeding, but he's only ever got, like, one ticket. I don't know how he did it, but this dude was just racist. So, anywho, the manager from Clyde ended up having to drive him all the way out to Fremont so he could be at Denny's with us. Dude, Clyde sucks.
All right, so I have one. So... I think I still had my Acura Coupe at the time.
Oh, this fucking Acura.
I got pulled over more times in 5 months with that Acura Coupe than I have ever been in my whole lifetime. So I had it, and I think I'll say this was the time when Miranda's older brother and her dad lived in the same trailer park as I did. So,
with
you know.
Your girlfriend.
No, that was my grandfather.
Okay, cool.
So, you know.
I'm just making sure. I'm just going to make sure.
You know, we lived in a bunch of those trailers.
Oh, yeah, they move around every other month, but that's not
pretty
the point.
Much.
The point is, sat there, we're sitting there going to Kroger in Port Clinton. It's like 11 o'clock at night. Because he wanted some ice cream and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I was like, yeah, I'll go along for the ride. I don't really care. Got in my car because he can't drive. Started going down there. I go down to Port Clinton. Like, I hit Catawba and go to Port Clinton. Because I didn't really know Port Clinton back then. I knew the one way how to get into Port Clinton was through Catawba and go on 53.
That tourist.
Yes.
I caught a Catawba.
So we're going down.
Definitely a tourist.
So we're going down the road, and the cop pulls us over, and he's sitting there and said, and this is the time where, you know, he asked me, he's like, where are you going? It's like, I'm going to Kroger's. He says, well, why are you going to this Kroger's?
I'm like, bro, what? Is there even another? Oh, yeah, I mean the Sandusky. Why didn't you just go to Sandusky Kroger?
Because Port Clinton's was closer.
Oh, yeah, we're still talking about Vickery.
Yeah, so Port Clinton's is closer. I'm going to Port Clinton. But this dude's sitting there, wondering why I went to Sandusky. So I just wonder why I didn't go to Sandusky. Which I guess is kind of fair. Yeah, it's kind of.
For that.
You just drunk, like a drunk my Pepsi and it's flat.
Yep.
So, you know, I told him, I was like, well, this one's closer. He said so. It's like, what? Am I not allowed to go to Kroger's anymore? He's sitting there, I was like, well, your car's a little loud. I was like, sir, I got this car for $420 for me to redo the whole pipe, and it's going to cost me a lot more than $2,000. It's not really worth it, to be honest. Because the car's not worth over $2,000. He was sitting there as like, well, you know, next time. I saw that whole thing.
Story.
I am.
Good.
So he's sitting there as like, well, next time, make sure you have a new pipe installed. He's like, dude, I will straight pipe this. It'll be louder. Test me.
There's not a sound ordinance in Port Clinton, right?
Apparently there was to this officer.
But there is a curfew.
Kroger's was still open.
It doesn't matter. There's a curfew. And were you over 18?
Yeah. And the person I was with was over 18.
Oh. So that was nice about living on Catawba is you don't have to abide by the curfews of Port Clinton.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where you're an outsider, so you get a...
We spend lots of money to live on the island, so those rules don't apply to us because we live on an island.
Yeah.
My sister got pulled over at like 3 o'clock in the morning in Sandusky.
Why?
She was seeing a movie. So it was when we all worked at McDonald's, like me, her, and everybody. And she went out with a friend, and they saw a movie, and she was on the way back, and the cop pulled her over wondering what she was doing out at 3 a.m.
It's like, sir, isn't that my business?
Right.
My brother got, I think he didn't get pulled over because he was walking, but he did get a hit ride from a cop car, didn't he?
Which one?
When he was 16.
When he got a ride from the cop, he got a ride from the cop car to a place. It wasn't home.
Wait, is this Peyton?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was walking to a girl's house.
So where did they take him instead?
Where do you think you take someone?
They took him to jail?
They took him to the juvie. And his mom had to sit there and pick him up because he broke out of the house.
Oh, because
he was 16. Well, she said that he was 16.
Okay.
You have a 16-year-old walking on the side of the road.
Oh.
At like 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's on the balls. Are you not making enough noise? But yeah, that was a whole fun ordeal. So, like, my grandmother had to go too, so that way his mother wouldn't kill him.
Oh, gosh. I'd probably kill Gray.
Because she was pissed.
Well, not really, but he'd have a stern talking to him. You know what?
Bars on the window.
You know what? No. I'd call Karen.
Call Karen.
Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the thing. So here's the thing. My stepmother is a wonderful person. I love her so very much. But she scares me more than my dad. And my dad, a big, burly biker man. And let me tell you, I would rather sit there and get screamed at by my dad for 20 minutes than be screamed at by Karen for 5 minutes. And then, like, literally anything my dad does that, like, kind of makes me mad, I send it all to Karen because I know she'll take care of it. And, like, let me tell you, like, I don't think none of y'all have seen Karen mad. I have. It's terrifying. Like, you feel the force shift. Because she's this Christian woman, but as soon as she says, like, fuck or something, oh, run. Just I did that once. She said something once. I think she got mad because she doesn't like cleaning up after, like, people. Like, you clean up your own mess. So my dad took the plastic off the mouthwash and left it in the closet. Oh, she got mad. So I already texted my dad not to come home. I packed a bag and I went to my guy friend's house in BG and I stayed there for like 2 days. I was like, nope. If my dad's dead when I'm back, oh, rest in peace. But he ain't about to be me.
I might have gotten a cop to think that I was drinking and driving.
How? By the way you drive, I believe it. What do you mean how?
After she said I convinced the cop I was drinking and driving.
No, not convinced, but I got. Like, he was fully committed that I was drinking and driving. And I was like, I am not.
I'm just a horrible driver.
Pretty much. Sadly, it was not too long ago. Okay. But I was coming home from work, and like I always make sure that I know the road that I turned. I was literally just like 3 minutes away from parking. 3 minutes away. For some reason, when I get pulled over, it's normally I just started driving or I'm about to be at my destination and I'm just like, I've almost made it. Why do you have to pull me over?
Okay. Right. Do you want to insert an ad break before we talk about what we're actually going to talk about today?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. You know, and we're back.
Yes, with the topic that we are actually supposed to be talking about, which I've been planning this one because, you know, we need something interesting. But
all our topics are interesting.
All our toppings
are interesting too.
No, we usually just get pepperoni. We are basic bitches in the south.
I'll talk about ice cream.
No. Which okay. Did you want me to text the one dude on the text you?
What?
The wrestling fan dude that texted me about the AEW.
Yeah, no, just, you know, send my Twitter handle.
Okay, but anyway, something that we probably all have experience with, especially Joe, since he is a hoe. But worst first dates.
Yeah, I told you guys I didn't really have any.
Okay, I had 3.
Yes.
Well, the one was really good. It was in BG. but found out the whole time, like 3 months later, he had a girlfriend the entire time. So that kind of sucked. Second one, I got sent to a really sketchy location and he was like a walking red flag. So that was really bad. Third one, the dude sent me to the wrong apartment when I double asked.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah. I'm like, are you sure this is the right apartment? Yeah.
So let the person explain what happened. You see.
It was Joe, by the way.
Yeah, it was me. So I don't know if iPhones still do this, but back when I had my iPhone like 6S Plus, you had the ability when someone asked what's your house or something like that, you could send them the location.
Sorry.
Fucking Christ. Can you play that out a little bit better?
What?
You're sneezing. Gotcha.
I tried.
It was like a fake one.
Yeah.
No, like I really sneeze.
It's not like a fake sneeze. If I was an expert on fake sneezes, I'd say that was fake.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. But Apple had the thing. You send the, you have to send my location. And it kind of pinpoint your location to send to someone. In the apartments, the apartment where I lived at was kind of weird. It was behind another apartment. So it sent the location of the first apartment, and I texted my unit number. So when she got there, she's looking for my unit number, but in the apartment in front of my apartment building, not the back where I was.
Huh. Sent me to the wrong place.
Yes. On accident.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because I trusted technology like Apple. Didn't know where I was.
So I hung out with him on a Thursday. And then I think we hung out that Friday. And then you told me you had a date that Sunday. So I went and got blackout drunk that Saturday. And he picked me and my friend up in a McDonald's parking lot.
Let me tell you what happened. So I was about to go to bed. I was already in my underwear because I sleep in my underwear. Like I was in underwear and t-shirt. I had a futon at that time. Had that black futon. Yeah, I think you remember the black futon.
We all remember the futon.
Well, and for those of you who don't know, Walmart's cheapest futon, this black little metal futon with a cushion on top of it.
People get stuck in there.
They don't get stuck, they flip. There's a difference. Yeah.
It's fun.
But either way, so like, I'm just laying down on this, getting ready to go to sleep. I get a text saying that, hey, I'm drunk. I'm about to drive home. I was like, no, don't do that. Because then if you die, I'm going to feel bad because you text me last or something stupid like that. The cops going to be questioning me. Then it's like, you know, I'm not going to be on, like, you know, the first 48. So I'm sitting there, it's like,
oh, my God.
Listen, I'll pick you up. So I got back on my pants. She's like, okay, meet us at McDonald's parking lot. It's like, okay, whatever. So I see.
I her did not come drive out. There. No, it was the friend. It was me, my friend Sydney, our friend Bree, and then her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was sober, and he drove us there.
Okay. Yes. So they got there. I see these two girls walk out with a whole bunch of McDonald's. But I didn't know it was the package deal tonight and that night. So I got both of them. There, she was sitting there. I was like, "Okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go back to the bar we were just at." Grab my car. We'll pile in there. And we'll go home. So I was like, okay, whatever. So, you know, I was so tired. I got off of work. I'm sorry. I was like, whatever. You know, let's go. So I went over, got the car. So she had this little white. This little white Chevy Spark. That's all it was. So we got in there, a smaller car than what I have. And this is my first time ever driving this car, because it's only the third time I've met this person. Went in, driving home, they're saying, like, you know what, we want McDonald's, even though we're just in the fucking parking lot of McDonald's. So we had to go back to McDonald's to order, go back to the apartment. And then the next morning we woke up and she's sitting there. I was like, well, why'd you take my car? It's like, you told me to take the car.
First off, you left out some fun details.
Like, I beat you a Mario Kart.
I drunkenly challenged him to Mario Kart while my friend was playing with the cat that was there. She was so focused on this cat.
And literally, he's lapped me in Mario Kart because I was so drunk. But anyway, okay, yes, the next morning.
So we had to go back to grab her car, well, my car, that was over at the bar parking lot that I've never been to before. Because she didn't trust me in my car, but she trusts me in her car. That was her exact reason.
No, because I knew if, like, things went down bad, I could leave the next morning.
Yeah.
But you hid my keys.
Yeah, because you were not going to leave drunk. I knew I was getting my car back tomorrow without me walking to downtown. So, you have something prepared for us.
Yes. Well, first off, have you ever had a bad first date?
I had people lie to me, but that's about skating. They said that they was a bad skater, at least not the greatest skater. Turns out he was like a pro type of skater, and I was on the ones that was the orange ones with the little four-wheelers, and I was like, I look like a baby to you. And he was like, oh, it's just a surprise. I'm like, that is not a surprise. You lied to me. So, but it was still a good
date. Have you ever had a bad date?
I had a bad second time with someone. That was that time.
That was our third time hanging out.
Oh, that was the third time.
Most of the time, I get just freaky. And I'm okay with that.
Okay, so we're going to read some ones that I found. Why do you have 5 Snapchat notifications?
I don't know.
You need to go through your phone. You have 18 missed calls?
Yeah.
Right.
I have like 300 something unread messages.
Okay. So this says, gather around for a story. The worst date with a 29-year-old wannabe TikToker.
What do you mean wannabe TikToker?
Oh, you will find out. So, to preface this, met this sexy, short, and submissive dude in a gay bar. He grinded against me, we made out and had a good time, exchanged numbers. Met up, watched a movie, went home, and had insane tension the entire time, leading to a very sexual, compatible evening. Offered to meet up for some dinner, going half and half, at my favorite restaurant in the city after work, and Jesus Christ, strap in for a story time. Turns out he's trying to make a food TikTok and takes it very seriously. The moment we walk into the dimly lit Japanese restaurant, he whips out his phone and starts recording a clip for the TikTok with the flash on. We sit down, he looks at the menu and orders a cocktail to start. I was drinking the night before, so I said I'll pass. His drink arrives and he asked me to toast with my water and record it for his TikTok. Twice, because he didn't like it the first time, and says, it would have looked better if you'd order a cocktail. I'm so weirded out by this point. Okay, well, I didn't want one. Mind you, during the entire date, we're probably about half an hour in, and he hasn't asked me a single question, not even how was your day. I'm wanting to call my friend to emergency exit, but this food is so good, and so I waited out and planned to leave ASAP after I'm done. At the same time, it's starting to become laughable, but somehow it only gets worse from here. The food arrives, and not only does he take forever to start eating because he is recording everything, but I get tired of it and just start trying to eat. I try to dip my chicken something into a spicy garlic sauce, and he asks me to do it again when I try to eat it. I dip the chicken again, looking right at him with Lady Gaga's pheromone tearaway expression. I don't know what that is. He says he wants to order another drink for the content and asks the server for his recommendation, and the server brings it out. My nose is, like, really itchy.
Oh.
Yeah. He tries a sip and says he doesn't like it and that he wants to exchange it for something else with the kitchen. I'm honestly in disbelief at this point. Like, how does someone like this exist? Yet somehow it gets worse. He makes me record a toast now. And there's 2 cocktails, despite him wanting to bring the cocktail back to the kitchen. I fucked up my fingers a few weeks ago and have sublingual hematoma, and they're in the shot. And he says, essentially, I'm just going to put a notice, like, don't mind his fingers, and that he hopes my fingers make his video go viral. At this point, I start laughing because I just can't hold it back anymore. Like, what the fuck is this? I also start going on my phone and just texting a bunch of my friends, like, this isn't real. Oh, thank you.
This is real.
After being on my phone and starting to check out of the date completely, finally, after an hour now, is when he asked me the first question relating to me. So, what's on your mind? Only took you an hour, bro.
I tell him some things going on in my life and some of my aspirations that are on a bit of a time limit, and he doesn't ask me a single follow-up or talk about anything I just said, instead opting to let me know that the TikTok he posted earlier in the day prior to us meeting got 300 views in 5 hours. I'm still just in disbelief. Thankfully, the bill comes, and I pay for my food, he pays for his, and I try to leave ASAP. I leave the restaurant, and he tries to record a neon sign in the restaurant a bunch of times before joining me. We part ways, and I just start laughing to myself as soon as I'm out of earshot of him. What the fuck was that? How do people like that exist? How do 29-year-old men like this exist? I think I'm going to take a little break from this dating thing. Edit. The TikTok isn't posted because he has to edit it and add that annoying ass voice to it. You know what I'm talking about. LOL. His ass is blocked, though.
Okay, so where would, Marina, where would you leave at that date?
Depends if it was fun or not.
Apparently it was not fun. It's a bad first date.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, did she enjoy
it?
They were both fun.
Fucking sexist Miranda.
Sorry. Did he enjoy, like, thinking that it was funny or not? Even though
no, the only thing he enjoyed was the food.
And then probably just... Depends what type of food. I don't know. I'm a picky eater.
It was chicken. It was at a Japanese place, Miranda. You heard the whole story.
Yeah, but I also have a baby, and it's kind of hard to pay attention.
While he was recording, I would have like had the waiter come over and been like, listen, you can just pack this up and I'll walk out the door. Be like, I'll slide you my card.
I would have left probably when the second time he pulled out his phone trying to do a toast for a second time.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, no, I'm not doing this shit.
Oh, so you would have made it kind of far. You would have made it at least halfway through.
Well, no, he said that he did it twice the first time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I wouldn't have made it to ordering the food.
Pretty far. I'd probably eat the food and then leave.
See, I used to be the person where I would like fight it out and actually like go through and think, nope, not anymore. There's time I was hanging out with a guy and literally left in the middle of him talking.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because he was boring and shorter than me.
Does it actually matter?
Yes. Right. I'm 5'2".
I would rather them not be shorter than me.
So you short guys, I guess you guys have a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Like, how tall is tall, like, good?
You have to be at least 5'8".
Okay. What about you, Miranda? How tall is good?
I don't want a 5'5 guy. So, maybe...
So you want something above 5'5"?
Like, yeah, okay. Pretty much.
So what if they're 5'5"? You're going to sit there and say no?
Probably.
Well, if they're like 5'5 and a half.
Joey, are you serious? I would say maybe 5'7 would be okay.
Maybe 5'7.
Yeah.
I need someone to be able to reach the top shelf at the grocery store.
So I have a question for you guys. Are you actually going to measure this person, or are you just going to take their word for it until...
You can tell by looking at them.
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, if they're 5'5, they're only going to be like a couple inches taller than me.
That's still taller than you, Miranda.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be, like, just right there. Right there.
Yes.
Yeah. I should be able to get on my tippy toes and still be able to kiss you.
If I'm ready, you wouldn't have to get out of your flats to kiss them, then.
Well, no matter what, I'm not going to get out of my flats, but...
Talk about the flats of your feet. All right, Dakota, you have one more?
Yeah, I got to find out where.
I did remember a bad second date.
All right.
So, basically, well, the first date we went to get food so we can get to know each other. I met this dude at Menards. Anyways, we went to go get food and... That wasn't bad. We just talked the whole entire time. Gave me a little kiss on the cheek when he dropped me off. That's not too bad. The second date, we had a movie night. And movie night, well, nothing too special happened, but he liked to kiss, which I like to kiss too. So That's not too bad. But he had like a scruffy like little beard, and it wasn't like fully like grown out yet. So it was just itchy, and every time we kissed, it was like, ew, like you can't have just a not fully grown beard. And it just was like, I didn't like him kissing me.
So do you think it just grows in, like, overnight? Like, you just wake up with, like, a Gandalf beard?
No.
Miranda, you don't not wake up with a beard like mine overnight.
He could have at least shaved or something. It was just itchy.
Well, if he was trying to grow a beard.
That's not my
How's
fault.
That a bad second date, by the way?
Because I didn't like it.
She didn't like the beard, Joe. He should have shaved.
No, like, we was trying to watch a movie, and I'd never seen it before. And he was like, oh, then we can watch this one. And all he wanted to do was make out. And I'm like, I don't want to. I want to watch the movie. So, like, he would try to kiss me, and then I would try to watch the movie. He would try to kiss me. I would try to watch the movie.
Wait, does this guy still work at Menards?
No, he was a customer.
Wait, do we know this one?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
No.
So it's not White Claw Boy?
No.
White Claw Boy didn't have a beard.
White
Claw Boy had nothing.
Did. I think he had nothing.
Nope. Not when I met him.
Oh, no.
All right, so back to Dakota's actual story.
Okay.
So glad your last second date was the person that wanted, had a beard.
He did. And, I don't know, he just wasn't the greatest kisser.
That's so sad for you, Miranda. Those first world problems.
Okay, so this one is called Guy Will Not Take No for an Answer, because I'm just going to cut in here and read this.
Yes, please do.
So this guy I used to work with asked me out on a date, and he seemed like a genuinely nice guy, so I agreed and was looking forward to it. We ended up getting dinner and drinks. The date was going well, and we stayed up talking until like 7 a.m., I also should mention that we did end up hooking up, which I know was probably not a great idea for a first date, but yep, that's what happened. Everything was good until I noticed after the date he started showing red flags. He mentioned wanting to take things slow after we hooked up, which I guess isn't the strangest thing, but he also already was bringing up how he was going to marry me and have my babies.
Nice.
When I wouldn't respond, he'd get mad or think that it was something he did, when in reality, I'd just be asleep or just genuinely busy. And may I remind you, it was only 2 days after our first date. The next day, he became very upset after I said I couldn't go over his place because I had to work the next day, and his place is a 35-minute drive, so I wanted to stay home. He got angry because he was watching my activity on Instagram and saw I was active later that night. This made him start to become more hostile and bringing up how much the bill was. I offered to pay my half, but he refused. And how the whole thing was a waste of his time. Started to shame me for hooking up with him on the first date and said every guy would have called me out on being trashy, but he would never because he's a nice guy. After receiving an obscene amount of texts that go back and forth between degrading and begging for forgiveness, none of which I answered, I blocked him. But oh no, it isn't over. He kept texting me and calling me off of new numbers and now is messaging my friends personal and false information about me through social media. This all started for absolutely no good reason over the course of just a week, and I've blocked him on everything and said clearly to please stop contacting me. He's scaring me at this point. I went on one date. I wish you could see the text messages because it's completely insane, and I'm sorry. Okay, I wish you could see the text messages because it's completely insane, and I'm sorry if this is all over the place. There's so much more to this, but I tried to condense this the best I could. And that's the end of that one.
All right.
So what do you all think of that one?
He's a stalk.
He was crazy.
Yeah, a little bit crazy.
Very crazy.
I don't think I had one that bad. I don't want one
I can't
that
say
bad.
I have one. I've had that one, one that bad.
Do you think you are one that
I wouldn't sit there and text you after 50.
No, once they told me to leave them alone, I would leave them alone.
Like, I'd probably do twice. But after twice, I'd sit there and say, yeah, no, whatever.
No, I'll call people, like, on repeat. But that's if I know them and, like, if...
Not after a one-night stand, though.
No.
All right, Dakota, you got one more for us?
I haven't read this one yet, but we can try.
I'll take that. All right, Miranda, where can they find you?
Instagrammer panda 1001.
All right, Dakota, anywhere?
Nah.
No, not yet. Oh man, you're coughing over here.
I know.
All right. Find me at Joe Viacon on Twitter. Let's see, the group page, facebook.com/randomnesschat, group page.
We're on TikTok too. We're on TikTok.
We are on TikTok at randomnesschatpod.
Yeah.
I do upload videos on there sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that.
It is clips of our show.
Is that what you send us?
Yes. It is the clips of our show.
The one video literally opens with, I know what my ass looks like. That's all you hear Joe say. And I'm like, just imagine you open TikTok and that's all you hear.
I hope that there's a middle schooler in school sitting there scrolling through TikTok on their phone. And it's like, I know what my asshole looks like. What the fuck is
that? I wonder if I should, do edit. And then I don't post a lot. Like, the last time I posted was in 2015 or whatever. So something should pop up, be like, your friend has recently
posted,
and that's the first thing they will listen to when they do mine.
You can do edit. Everyone should do edit.
Yes, everyone
do edit. And also, Facebook Reels. I think that's on my personal page, though. Oh, yeah. We're on TikTok. But yeah, you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. Everywhere. You hear that, Miranda?
Everywhere.
Yes. And then, what you gotta do is you gotta download the Flutes app. I don't think I'm saying it right.
I have no idea what that is.
F-L-U-Z.
Flues.
App. I know it's not Flues. It's Fluzz. I believe it's Fluzz. You gotta download that app. Put in the promo code randomness for 35% cash back. You get cash back on over hundreds of stores. Uber Eats, CVS, Dunkin' Donuts, DoorDash. Whatever for 3 vouchers. But then you get cash back every time you shop. So it's free money. We are giving you free money. You are welcome. Merry Christmas.
You should post that on the...
And a Happy New Year!
Yes. And the link will be in the description.
Okay.
Floats the app code randomness, all capitalized. Do you guys have anything else?
No. Nope.
Anything you guys want to push out, promote? Nope.
Nope.
Nothing?
Bye.
Bye.